Are you the one that called?
The Playhouse in the Morning with Zero, Rat, and Maggie.
Y94.
Hit music, new and now from Daughtry, Waiting for Superman. Y94 is the number one hit music station, 8:20 in the morning. 28 degrees in Fargo-Moorhead today in the valley. It'll be mostly sunny and a lot better than it has been the past couple of days. High of 52 degrees, and it's maybe a little sad that we're like, yeah, summertime, but it's going to be pretty nice outside.
It
52
is.
And sunny. We will take that any day of the week. Make sure you hop on to Y94.com, get the details on our very first purse party powered by Stop and Go with the Wild Vine of the Hub, which is Friday. We're going to be out there with five beautiful designer handbags that you can win. And I believe the first 100 people getting a free Pick Your Purse Y94 wine glass. But also, we're going to put wine in it, too. It's too bad we couldn't put beer in there. I'd feel real classy drinking beer out of there.
You can. You just might be judged a little bit.
Have you ever been so low on cups that you've been like, oh, this will work for a glass, and you're drinking like Pepsi or something out of a wine glass?
Or a coffee mug.
Yeah. You feel kind of classy, though? You're like, yeah. Yes, I am having my coffee out of a wine glass.
Or the giant wine glass, where you're like, yeah.
Look at me.
With my smoking jacket.
Want to dive into this Playhouse mailbag for Lisa here. And I think she submitted it on the Maggie the Love Doctor page at Y94.com. But I think this is one that we can all tackle and it'll be kind of interesting. So what do you think of this as you hear her talk at 237 hits? Or you can text 35270. Lisa says, I'm tired of this, and I think women that date older guys for their status, not necessarily love, get a bad rap, and I'm tired of it. Now, that statement right there, did you hear what she just said? I think that women that date older guys for their status, not for love, get a bad rap, okay? So just now you know the kind of the context of what she wants to discuss. I'm not a gold digger. I mean, we supply them with something, too. We're the eye candy on his arm.
Oh, my God.
And a nice body for him to snuggle up to in bed. Yes, I admit I'm with a guy that is 10 years older. Not because I'm attracted to him, because I never would be. Or because we're soulmates. Not because I'm in love, but because he gives me the stuff I want. He lives in a really nice house in an affluent part of town. He has a luxury box in one of my favorite locations. Leave that to your imagination. He takes me on trips. He buys me nice things. He gives me money when I need it. I haven't paid a bill in probably 2 years. I know it's probably not a forever thing, but I'm definitely going to stick it through at least the new year. Why would I pass up Christmas? I may have to go afterwards. I guess we'll see if he gets too attached. Maybe he'll buy me something real nice if he gets more attached. I'm tired of people calling me a gold digger just because I date somebody for things and not for love. Now, let's say we just went ahead and had Maggie the Love Doctor tackle this one. What would Maggie the Love Doctor had to say?
Well, first, she's just being ridiculous. Like, she says she hates getting the women that give them a bad name for dating a guy for status, but she's doing that exact thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's what she wants. She wants
but she's
the
not
thing.
A
she
gold digger.
Money.
She's not a gold digger.
But she is a gold digger.
She says she's not, though. She's not a gold digger.
She says she's not.
She's just dating.
I could say I'm 6 feet tall, and I'm not.
Well, true.
Like.
That was the most valid argument Maggie's ever had. So you're thinking she is a gold digger.
Yes.
If it quacks like a duck, it walks like a duck.
Yes.
It's a duck.
Yes.
Okay. Rat the Love Merce, what did you think about Lisa's comments?
You know, I don't judge. Because I've learned throughout life that there are different people. And there are those people that it's all about love and it's all about the connection. And then there are people that they have this idea of marriage and their future. And their future is more important than the person they're with. You know what I'm saying? They want certain status things. They want a certain size house. They want all those sort of things. Well, I don't understand it. That's how they've been raised up. That's the person they've become, and more power to them. And I've known the social climber.
Sorry, you can keep going. I just wanted to add this little music to the.
And that's it. I've known the social climber, and they do that. And I don't know how they do it, but fine. If they want to be that person, great.
Most of my comments are really provided by the music. But she ain't messing with no broke. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger. Thoughts on dating more for status and what the person can give you as opposed to love? Lisa says she's tired of being called a gold digger because that's not what she is. That's nicer than the word I was thinking of. That starts with the letter P. You use your own. 337, it's in text 35270. Just a little bit of feedback from Lisa, because apparently you've all really rubbed her the wrong way. You called her a gold digger and she
That's
isn't.
That's fine.
I don't recall having any sort of gold digger segment on recently, so I'm not really sure why she needed to send this to us. But 237 hits, in text 35270, and Drake's on in a couple.
Now is the time to declare yourself.
The Y94 Morning Playhouse.
Do not be fooled by their cuteness. Wake up.
Y94.
House of the morning. Y94, the number one hit music station. So Lisa sends a little note over the Maggie the Love Doctor page at Y94.com. And when it came across, we were like, you know, it doesn't really fit for that. But I do think it would be fun to chat about on the show. But mostly because I'm pretty sure she doesn't have her head in the right place. Maybe you disagree. Either way, we want to know what your thoughts are on her comments. At 237 hits, you can text 35270. Now, I already read it, so I don't want to read the whole thing again. But basically, let me just get a couple of quotes out of this. She starts out, "I think that women that date older guys for their status, but not for love, get a bad rap, almost like gold diggers." She continues to say they supply these men with something, too. "We are eye candy on his arm and a nice body for him to snuggle up to in bed." Goes on to describe her relationship with a guy that is significantly older than her. And she says, "I don't love him. We're not soulmates. But he pays my bills, has a nice house, and we have a lot of fun together." And goes on to also say, "Probably going to break up with him soon. But why would I do that before Christmas? Because I bet he gets me something real nice." But she's not a gold digger. She's resourceful. Now, maybe your comment is just, "Girl, you a gold digger."
Mm-hmm.
That's okay. Just want to get the feedback. She sent in because she wanted some sort of feedback. So whatever that feedback is just fine. 237 hits.
I think that is absolutely ridiculous that she doesn't think she's a gold digger. What she just said is exactly a gold digger. You can't date somebody for the things that they buy you and not have any feelings them at all. I think it's absolutely ridiculous.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. We appreciate you calling in. 237 hits. You can text 35270. Rat, what are we seeing in the text club?
Isn't that the definition of gold digger?
Yeah.
Someone that is with someone for stuff or money. When you're 40, he will change you in for two 20s. Then what? They should get a prenup with that arrangement. Get married and she can be a contract hooker. I guess if they're both happy with the situation, then it doesn't matter. If she's not a gold digger, why does she flaunt that she hasn't paid a bill in 2 years and would never be attracted to him? That's exactly what a gold digger is.
Playhouse, hi.
Yeah, I think that if she's getting sick of being called what she is, I'm honestly sick of girls like her making girls like me look stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you calling in. Maggie, I enjoy it. One of my favorite things to do with you on the show is something I like to call the coffee shop test. And the theory is, let's say Lisa is a pal of yours. You're sitting down in the coffee shop and she just told you all those things.
Mm-hmm.
As her friend, keep in mind this isn't just some random woman sent you an email and you work at the radio station. This is your pal, Lisa.
Right.
What would you say to her?
If she doesn't want to be looked at as a gold digger, then she should not be doing the things that she's doing. Because mm-hmm. that's exactly what it is. She's in this relationship for the material things. It has nothing to do with feelings. It has nothing to do with how she, you know, love or anything like that. It's all material, and that's what she wants from him.
Well, and for you, Lisa, here's my thoughts on it. If the argument is, what is the definition of a gold digger? Sister, you're going to lose.
Mm-hmm.
You already have. Everybody said that, well, that's gold digging. That being said, if the conversation is that right or wrong, am I doing something I shouldn't be doing? You do whatever you want to do. That's your body. If you want to use the goodies to get your rent paid, you do whatever you want to
right.
do. That is your business. As long as you're not walking up down the street in a miniskirt selling it, it's still legal.
But she can't be mad that people are talking about it.
If you want to be his girlfriend that he snuggles up with and he's a lot older and he spends money on you and you're not attracted, but you're the playmate to his Hugh Hefner, that is your damn business. Nobody can tell you what you can and can't do with your body. Enjoy. Let him spank
right.
you and pay you. I don't care.
And there are lots of people in the text club pointing out that if you don't like being called a gold digger, there's a whole bunch of other words that could be used to describe you.
This is true. Hi there.
Well, my best friend almost married for love twice, and both relationships ended up horribly.
And now she's with a man who she kind of loves, not really. Like, buys her a lot of things and takes care of her. And they're actually considering getting married because they work so well as a team. Like, she takes care of the house and he pays her for it.
So you kind of hear what this woman's saying and you go, I guess that makes sense. That's not gold digging. That's just good teamwork.
Exactly. Like, some women get married and stay with their man because she loves them and they beat the crap out of her.
Right. Sure. No, we appreciate you calling in. So that is kind of, that sort of, I think, lends well to what I was just saying. You know what? You probably are a gold digger, okay? Yes. If you want to argue about the definition of gold digger, I think it's somebody that dates more for money than love. That is the easiest definition, probably. That's what you're doing. But you do that if you want to. If that's how you want to use what you got, there you go. You let him squeeze, touch, spank, and pay, whatever you want to do. Heartwarming advice this morning on the Playhouse.
Go! Get up! Get up, get up! The Y94 Morning Playhouse with Zero, Rat, and Maggie.
Y94.
Playhouse in the morning, Y94, the number one hit music station, 52 for a high later on this afternoon, so that's pretty cool. Hi, we're Zero, Rat, and Maggie. Rat, I like what you were just saying there, what you got piled in your stats, because it lends well to what I'm about to talk about, because it's the exact opposite.
So it works well.
Yeah.
Well, and we talked about this yesterday, about all the different couples getting married, because it was 11, 12, 13 yesterday.
Oh, my goodness.
And I guess The Knot was saying that there were at least 3,000 couples that did end up getting married yesterday. And there was actually a couple, Chanel and Elliot, who got married on the Today Show at 9, 10 in the morning. So they got married 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
Mm-hmm. Overthinking it. Are you more likely to last if you get married on a clever date?
No, but it is a little easier for your husband to remember.
Ah, there you go. Can he count? Oh, 11, 3, I don't know.
And it got overboard yesterday. I was seeing people posting, like, the time, and it's 11:11 on da-da-da, yeah. And this won't happen again until 20-whatever, and it's like, oh my God, stop, please.
Well, I want to use that to go to the opposite end of the spectrum, just so it's lobbed. I kind of did this on Facebook yesterday, too, just to see what happens, because every year we've said we aren't going to do it again. And then there's that person that kind of brings it up and we're like, well, maybe we could do just one. And then we end up doing it like 10 times. So seeing as we're a little bit into November now, I'm just going to throw it out there. We'll see what happens. I know we have at least one already going to happen, I think, this next week. We had a segment that we started a couple of years ago, and the general idea was based off a story that Rat found that was like, you know what, if you don't break up with somebody by like mid-November, you're stuck.
Right.
Because you can't break up with them around Thanksgiving. You can't break up with them around Christmas. You can't break up with them around New Year's. Oh, and then, you got the little window before Valentine's Day. So basically, if you are with someone right now you're considering breaking up with, you need to break up with them now, or you could be stuck till March. How much would that suck if you're not interested?
And then St. Patty's Day, you can't do that.
I know. Because
you need a bar buddy.
God forbid, around Arbor Day. President's Day, no!
No!
So we had this couple then, or the woman in the couple called in, and she goes, well, actually, I'm in that situation. And then me, because this is what I do. Hey, can we call the guy right now? And we did, and he cried, and she broke up with him before the holidays.
So horrible.
And we thought, that was awful. That can't ever happen again. And then other people called and said they were in the same situation.
I want to do that.
And then again, I went, well, I will call.
How bad could it be?
And we do it a couple of times. Then we go, we can't do this anymore. We're never doing it again. And then the following year, somebody says, I'm in that situation. And so here we are again. And I know we have at least one of those this year. The segment that is called B-U-W-T-B-F-T-H, Break Up With Them Before the Holidays. And kind of the inside joke of it is, B-U-W-T-B-F-T-H is not even the appropriate... Would it be an acronym?
Acronym, yeah.
I'm adding in letters, I think.
Just one.
But in my mind, it will forever be B-U-W-T-B-F-T-H. Break up with them before the holidays. So we have one for next week. If you are somebody that is in an instance where you know you don't want to be with a person, it's not working, and you recognize it would be good to get out before the holidays so you're not going to family's houses for a guy that you don't even like anymore or girl, reach out. Lighthouse Facebook page, y94.com. Maybe we can do it on the show. And I'm sure we'll do about two or three of them, and then we'll say we'll never do it again, and we'll have the exact same conversation 365 days from now. Last year, Maggie walked out of the room for one of them because it was so uncomfortable.
Oh, it was bad. I hate this. It's just I don't like the awkwardness. I don't like how uncomfortable I get. It's just horrible.
The guy said, "I'm never going to love again. You never loved me. I give up." That's what he said. I think he's fine now, but it was about as sad as it got. And this is the song that plays underneath each and every holiday breakup. So if you have a BUWTBFTH, reach out. We'll set it up for the next couple of weeks. I feel like we have to do it sooner than later because if we don't, you're stuck with a guy. I think, what is the cutoff date? Like the 15th of November?
That's Friday.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
But when do you have to break up? Before Thanksgiving? And then what is your window for Christmas?
I think Thanksgiving, there's no cutoff.
I would say Thanksgiving, yes.
Thanksgiving is open up till Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
It's Christmas, like...
I would say at least 2 weeks before Christmas.
You need to give them 2 weeks before Christmas or a week?
Oh, God.
Oh, but then they're buying gifts ahead of time.
I would say 2 weeks.
How about... I like 15 because it's easy to remember.
Yeah.
Do you say December 15th?
That's a week and a... Yeah, week and a half.
Week and a half. Yeah. It's a happy compromise. You have to dump them before the 15th of December or you're stuck.
Okay.
So between now and December 15th, God, that's a month. We have the window where we were willing to do this segment. Maybe. BUWTBFTH. It returns next week and we haven't even done it and I'm uncomfortable. It's back.
The song made me flash back to the moment of this happy song and... You're breaking up with me?
You know what? I have all of those because we podcasted them on the old website. I can dig them up and we can play a couple tomorrow.
Oh, God.
Write that down. We have some. Zed, Haley Williams, Stay the Night in a couple of minutes. Final song, Beatdown, Celebrity Sizzler on the way.
Wake up. The Morning Playhouse
with Zero, Rat, and Maggie.
Wake up, people.
Y94.